All right, everybody. Today we are joined with Josh. Josh is the guy behind the Catmosphere. He's doing some really cool stuff out there in the ecosphere for Chia. Offer files are on the books today. Catmos stuff is on the books for today. And also different things that we think are going to possibly be moving the Chia ecosphere. Josh, why don't you take a second, introduce yourself?
Yeah. Hey, thanks. My name's Josh. Josh Painter. I've worked in development for well over 20 years now. Started really young in my career back in first or second grade, I think, when my parents bought an Apple IIe computer and a basic programming a book for me after I played around with it and really showed a lot of interest. So they were instrumental in kind of showing me early that was something I was really interested in. And of course, the book had some games in it where you could program some games and write just in basic code. And I just loved it. I typed in, you know, those manually all every single line by hand. There was no copy paste back then, of course. There's no internet. You just literally typed it in. So I had a lot of fun. But that's how I started. So yeah, I've been doing it mostly. I started in the Apple world, which was interesting in Apple Basic. But then, of course, DOS came along and that was the big deal. So Windows, I started down my career track actually on the Windows stack. So I'm a Windows developer from probably, let's say, 1999. I got into the .NET beta when it came out. I was Visual Basic 6, I think, before that, 5 and 6. And then I got into the .NET beta really early in my career and was able to really make a lot of that. So, but now I'm having a lot of fun this last 6 months or so in the Chia ecosystem with open source and just having a blast. I'm learning so much. It's completely different from the closed source kind of commercial mindset, of course, but I love it. It's amazing.
Sweet. So why don't you give us a little bit of background on the Catmos project? So if you've seen any of my videos recently, you've probably seen the pre-rolls, which are Catmos video pre-rolls. And I like this because Josh is doing something for the ecosystem that is giving back to the ecosystem by open sourcing software out there. The Catmos project also released the Greenomics paper, which kind of solved a lot of the things that I think are important for cats to be putting out there. I like anonymity also, like everybody else, but also if you are dealing with fungibility of things, knowing the people behind it is an important aspect of that. So why don't you give us just a little bit of background on Catmos and what kind of stuff you guys have been working on so far, what you're gearing towards. You just launched a new site I saw, and by the way, it looks significantly better than the prior site.
Thank you. So yeah, so Catmosphere. So the way that started, I was following along with all the new cats popping up in the ecosystem, collecting them myself, doing airdrops, all of this. And of course, I'm sure everybody's thinking, what can I do? What sort of cat can I make? So I'm not that creative from that perspective. I was more thinking, how can I use all these cats that are already out there, right? Like, what can I do to make use of these things? Because at this point, it's still very, you know, it's collectible. You're trading almost like baseball cards or and NFTs are going to be even cooler once we get there. But there's not much utility in them. You can't really do anything with them. And then once offer files came out, it just kind of clicked like, oh, wow, we could take all these other cats and you could send me offer files and we could do some interesting things with that. And this would give utility to all of those other cats out there. Maybe even projects that, you know, started with good intentions and fell by the wayside, but there's still all these coins floating around. Let's give those coins utility. Let's have fun with them, you know? So anyway, that was the idea. All these coins sitting out in wallets doing nothing. Let's have some fun and see if we can make games or anything like that. The whole idea behind, you know, Greenomics and that concept was just kind of taking a page from Chia concept, that just the whole company and just open source transparency, just making sure that everybody knows, you know, this isn't like some sort of rug pull thing. I'm literally making this up as I go along. I don't even know how to rug pull in the first place. I'm brand new to this. So, and I haven't really made any money anyway from it. So I'm not really sure what else to do from there other than be completely transparent, show what I'm doing, show all my work, all the code that I'm doing. We were talking briefly before this started about the Hashgreen thing we launched last week, where we used the API to do some market making in reverse, a market losing bot, I called it, just to kind of promote the idea and get that out there. So things like that, you know, open sourcing that sort of stuff, showing people how I'm doing it, that's all really important to me to kind of grow this space. And of course, the more the community grows, the better it helps Atmosphere, because we're going to use every single one of those coins we can eventually. Have a lot of fun with them.
Yeah, that's really cool, actually. I mean, in talking about the market maker stuff, I probably took about 50 of those trades. And, you know, it was very time consuming to kind of like, you know, create each offer individually. But it was really fun to kind of, you know, take part in, seeing your Discord bot say, you know, tell like jokes and like do all this stuff was really,
really
bad fun.
Jokes.
Yeah. I like your Discord bot a lot. I think it's
yeah.
Fun.
Yeah. So like seeing that and interacting with that, I think is really shedding some light on like what you're able to do in the ecosystem, right? And to do it in a way where, you know, you're kind of losing money in kind of promoting it. And I'm kind of curious, like, have you been keeping track of like how much XCH you've gained and lost?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, I need to post that. So speaking of the new site that we just launched, one of the things, if you click on the events, you'll notice that that's still a work in progress. I'm still getting the budgets and the results and everything imported from the old site, and also the events in the last week. So I'll definitely have that up very soon. But you'd be surprised to learn that I actually think I came out a little tiny bit ahead on that whole deal with of XCH anyway. Of course, I traded a lot of Katmos, and I'll put all those statistics out there. But I either broke even or came out a tiny bit ahead. I need to look at the exact records. The problem was, of course, I transferred when I filled up that account with XCH. I transferred in tiny amounts, like 20 or 30 transactions, so I'd have enough change to make all the offers at once. So, and then I also put fees on all of those because we were in the middle of a dust storm. So it's not just a matter of just adding up all the simple things. That's what. Oh, and by the way, my fees that I use are this weird number from my cat. I don't know if I told you guys that, but all of the transactions that Katmos sends out to all of our players will always have a fee on them going forward. We just decided the dust storms are just taking, you know, are just going crazy right now. So we are putting a fee on every transaction going out, and the fee is actually a weird number. My thinking was maybe you could even identify that later and see that was a Katmos fee, but it's the first, I think, six or seven digits of our tail, of our Katmos tail. The first numbers in the tail anyway. So it's like, I have it memorized now. It's 53709309 because I type it in so much. So that's my exact, it's like 53 million mojos or so. But anyway, I forgot where I was going with all that. But anyway, it's hard to calculate the exact, because of all the fees that I added and everything. In fact, I don't know if you guys saw it too. I was actually posting on the Chia Dev Forum, the new dev forum that came out, trying to use the RPC to get transactions out of the wallet. So for this very reason, I'm actually trying to build a really nice transaction list in a way that humans are normally, you know, thinking of them. Because the whole coin set model in Chia is very cool for all of the stuff that it's cool for. But if you just look at the list of transactions in the wallet, they don't actually add up if you're sending yourself stuff. I don't know if you've noticed that.
Austin has definitely noticed that. Austin, have you told him what your background is? Does he know?
Oh, I mean, accounting, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's something that I've noticed is like a huge problem because, yeah, you know, like I think for a lot of people, especially those that have to keep track of all of their spend and receive for tax purposes, like it's really difficult to get a list of all of your transactions.
I'm not even to taxes yet. I'm just trying to keep track of my events, and I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. I mean, obviously it makes sense, but you really have to dig in and understand it. What I'm looking for is I want to, with the RPC call, give myself a nice report that translates the coin set model into just a simple transaction debit credit list that you can then fill my taxes up for, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And so my workaround was the Light Wallet, you can actually filter all transactions. And so I was able to get everything up until 12/31/2021. And that balance actually tied out with the list of transactions that were in the actual Light Wallet. But anything after that didn't tie out. And I'm thinking that it's because there's offers and just weird stuff there. I kind of gave up on trying because I don't really need that information right now. But I am definitely interested in what you are building there. So please, yeah, you know, let me know once that's done. Because I would love to like take a look at that.
Yep. Yeah.
There will definitely be mentions on this channel when that comes out, because I know as our April 15th approaches, everybody's wondering the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is just a classic example too. Like, I'm building this because I need it now. Like, I have, like I said earlier, I'm kind of making this stuff up as I go along. I don't mean that like in a bad way. I mean, in a good way. I mean, like, I figure out the pain points every step of the way. And it's like, okay, now I need a nice transaction list. Where do I get that? Let's figure this out, you know, and then push that out to the community and let other people benefit from it. So that's the idea.
That's very cool. That's very cool. So another thing that you have going on with the Catmos is the Catmos Z project. This is another NFT project in the cat. It's in the Catmosphere. It's also a Chia based NFT project. So what you're offering out right now is essentially just the basis of what you're going to produce for your minting. I heard you've got some minting stuff, you know, that is under works. Is that still something that is coming along pretty good over there?
Yeah. So what are our plan? It's a bit of a unique plan for our NFTs. I think at least I haven't heard of anybody else doing it yet, but we're going to let you customize the NFT before you mint it, before we mint it on the chain and actually create it. So the idea is you'll come to our site and you'll go to an NFT builder, some sort of customizer. And our artist, Jera, my little sister, is building these pieces of the NFTs out. So there's the cat head itself, there's the hat, there's the collar that has different representations of different cat coins on it with different logos. So you'll be able to kind of almost like a Mr. Potato Head, if you can imagine, like, you know, you can slide, give them a different hat, give them a different collar, pick a cat itself. We've got a couple other few interesting ideas planned as well that we're talking about in our Catmos Zero Owners channel in our Discord. But for the most part, you'll go there, you'll upload an offer file that includes your Catmos Zero token that you've already acquired through trade or some of our events. That will prove that you own it, and then you'll be able to customize your NFT, save and mint it at that point. And of course, all this is kind of theoretical until we actually get the NFT standard, but at that point it would be, you know, minted onto the chain in that configuration that you've created. Some of the other ideas we just got going forward, you know, I know there's been a lot of debate around NFTs storage, whether this NFT should be stored on the chain, physically on the chain as bytes or not. I say let's try both, obviously. I'm a big fan of trying anything and coming up with new ideas. But one of the things we will probably go with just the standard, which I just based on previous conversations, I doubt we'll be storing anything on the chain. Well, we do have some plans, though, because it will more than likely be some sort of ephemeral link to the real image. We've thought of other interesting things where maybe that could also change down the road as well. Maybe, you know, since the image is coming from a server of some sort that's not on the chain, that image can actually change maybe with the seasons. Maybe you could have snow in winter or sun in the background. You know, just little interesting things like that where your NFT can actually change over time. And maybe that's an opt-in feature where some people, you know, they want the original concept of an NFT that never changes, and that's fine too. But we just have some really interesting ideas with that. And I think this, not only the Chia, the offer files themselves, the NFT standard, we're going to have so much fun with this. We're going to just do a lot of really things that we can't even imagine yet. I'm sure we're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah. So I met you actually. So let's talk a little bit about farmer backgrounds here, because I love farmer backgrounds. That's actually how I met you. I was like, hey, man, nice rack. And you run a heck of a micro data center in your garage, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. So, let's talk about that. So I got into farming. That was obviously how I got into Chia back in the day. What was that? April, I think. March or April when we launched. Has it been last year now? So almost a year now, right?
Yeah.
I didn't get in like very, very early. And of course, when I did get in, I had an old open case, you know, PC with a couple hard drives in it. So I was plotting very, very slowly. But I was having fun. I was actually doing a little bit of Ethereum mining before that with GPUs. So this just seemed like an interesting thing to get into. You know, as well as I do, the hobby takes over from there. And I realized, you know, my open case started looking like spaghetti hard drives coming out in every direction. And so then I started thinking, I'm also into 3D printing. So I designed some 3D printing, some 3D printed brackets to hang on some wire shelves I had. That's all on the Chia Forum too. If you're chiaforum.com, you can go check that out. But I finally realized I was spending way too much time trying to be an enterprise JBOD designer, and I just need to get real enterprise racks and just go for it. So found some really good deals on some online auctions. Those are great places, not necessarily eBay, universities and local state auctions will get rid of their equipment after a couple of years because it's out of warranty and they have to get rid of it to upgrade. So always be looking for that kind of stuff. But yeah, I've got a whole rack now, a 42U rack full of Dell, what are they, SC200. So they store 12 each. And I think I've got, they're 2U each and the rack is full. So 42, 21. So I've got 21 of those in there. I'm at 1.7 petabytes, but I still have about 250 terabytes in drives I need to rack up. I just need some more space now, some more rack space. So,
wow. Yeah. That's,
and more time.
How it happens. All of a sudden you're going to walk into your garage one day and be like, wait, did I put on my hearing protection?
Yeah. Well, it's funny, especially the colder days. I'm in Oklahoma up here. You guys are, I think you're down in Texas, right? So,
Austin, and Austin is he's out there in California, right? So yeah, we're both a little bit warmer, possibly.
Yeah. Well, some of these colder nights, we just leave the garage door open and just let the garage warm our house because now the heat coming out of the garage. So anyway, yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Just had a blast with the farming. So I just kept going with that, and now, like I said, the Catmosphere is taking up so much of my time. Luckily I got it all working and it just works and I don't touch it. I just won a block a couple days ago, actually. So I was happy about that. My little happy dance. I'm down to like 4 or 5 days per win. So
do you solo or do you pool?
Oh, I'm solo now. I was pooling. In fact, I created two pool NFTs and I joined Space Pool with half my plots and the other one.
Flex?
The other big one. Flex pool. Yes.
Did you watch my video back in, when was that, June? Did that, because I did that same thing.
I think that you probably inspired me. I think that was that probably was it. Yeah, and my thinking was, let's compare the two and just see what happens. And of course, they were about the same overall.
They didn't come out about the same. That's what I went into it trying to measure also. And I was like, I can't see anything that is that different. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was really my thing, right? Let's see if I can visually identify major inconsistencies, then I know something's wrong. But otherwise, looks good, yeah, right? So, yep. But now I'm back to solo, yeah. And like I said, my time to win is about 4 days, and that's about right. I mean, I've gone 7 or 8 days at worst. But then sometimes, it's weird. I don't know if you guys have seen this. It seems like you hit a block or two, like in quick succession sometimes. I don't know.
So talk a little bit about the API and some of the performance that you've been getting out of it. You were saying some stuff about that. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So RPC, man, I love it. I started out using CLI, like a lot of people did, I think, just, trying to batch commands to do things with PowerShell or just simple batch commands or shell scripts, I think you might call them over in your world. I tried things like that to automate things and it worked okay, but it just, especially with, and this was also during a lot of the dust storms when I didn't really understand the ideas behind, okay, you need to put a fee on here. And so my wallet was getting out of sync. I didn't know what was happening. And I was, it was just a huge mess. Once I knew that there was a way, because the wallet itself obviously is talking over RPC. I saw these port numbers in the config YAML that I've been very familiar with over the last year. So I knew there was something going on there, but I never understood exactly how it was working. And I knew it had to be very secure, obviously. So anyway, once I finally stumbled, I think it was OfferPool that finally kind of opened my eyes. If you look at the OfferPool code, he's got a really neat little RPC library that goes out and checks the validity of an offer file against a real Chia RPC endpoint.
Yeah.
And it was so simple when it dawned on me, oh, that's how you do it. You have to manually include some certificate files for the security part that your wallet trusts. But otherwise it's a simple JSON request like developers do all day. So once I started playing with that, I realized how much more, not only faster, but full featured. I mean, obviously everything you can do in the UI, you can do with the RPC. So, you know,
that socket-based is the way to go for this kind of communication, because I mean, you need high speed, and with a like bash script or something like, you're not really testing out the performance of the software underlying layer. You're just testing out how fast you can hit that script. And essentially that becomes less of, more of a hardware challenge and less of a software challenge. And you're always going to hit walls there. Whereas with RPC, and now fragmentation in coins is kind of a real thing. Are you dealing with that in?
Oh yeah. Yeah. And that's, well, and that's, we were actually talking, Austin, we were talking about that earlier. So that was one of the reasons I can't easily right now anyway, figure out if my market loser bot actually lost or made money, just because of the way I had to kind of set up all the transactions. So as you know, and I'm sure everybody knows, the CoinSet model makes it where, you know, let's say you have 10 Chia in your wallet. Well, that may be held up in one single coin. So if I send you five, that whole 10, that single coin of 10 actually goes out, and then five comes back to me and five goes to you. But while that transaction is processing, I can't send transactions to anybody else because my whole coin is tied up waiting for change. So the way around that is you actually send yourself multiple transactions, and then that way you are in your wallet. There exists multiple coins, each with smaller denominations. Imagine, you know, opening your billfold and seeing, you know, several $1 bills instead of a single $20 bill, right? Like that's the concept there. You're making change for yourself.
Okay.
And when you do that, now you can have more transactions going on at once. So this includes alpha files, of course. So for my market maker bot on Hashgreen, I had 10 offers on both sides of the order books at all times. So 20 total transactions outstanding. So to make that work, I needed at least, on the XDH side, I needed at least 10 coins of the proper value on the XDH side. And I needed at least 10 coins of Katmos on the Katmos side. Each of those coins, of course, could be as big as they needed to be so that they'd have enough to kind of keep going throughout the day. So back to your long story short, that would be an amazing use of RPC. I think even the 300 guy, King Leonidas, I think was talking about that maybe in the Chia chat earlier.
Well, that's what I was thinking, is that there's a good way to instrument against RPC probably to create the coins
absolutely
you need. Yep. For a given set of transactions automatically without you having to write the code to it directly.
Absolutely. Again, though, here's one of the major problems that I'm running into right now. I wouldn't say major. I mean, it's not horrible, but especially during dust storms, giving yourself change costs money, right? That's kind of a weird thing. So if you want that change to come back in any reasonable amount of time, you've got to include a fee on it. And the minimum fee to even take effect is 0.00005, four zeros and a five. So 50 million mojos is the minimum fee that even has an effect. And I believe, I think that's a little less than half a penny if you break it up into the XCH current price, like 0.4 cents or something. So, you know, it's not the end of the world, but that, you know, if you're giving yourself lots of change, that can add up over time. So we've got to think about that kind of thing too. I mean, maybe these utilities even, you know, wait for the dust storms to subside. Maybe they're smart about seeing the right time to make change and take opportunity. I don't know. It's going to be really interesting to see how these things come about.
Very good. So we're nearing the end of the show here. And so I just wanted to kind of ask you, what can we look out for in the future for you and for Katmosphere?
Yeah. So actually right now today, we're running our Valentine's round two event. So I don't know. We didn't really put a lot of press out there for it as much as I should have. I've been really busy. But last Sunday, we were just completely overtaken by Super Bowl, of course. So we didn't get a lot of people playing the Valentine's game, the rock, paper, scissors game. And so I talked to Morpheus, the guy that runs or Valentine tokens. And he's selling his Valentine's tokens as a charity thing, by the way. So this is all kind of going to charity. So we thought, let's just go ahead and put the same one on again this week. Of course, I've launched on a brand new website, so that's taking me a little bit of time to get everything set up there. But if you do go to our website, you can see that going on right now. Some other things coming up, we're going to definitely get the market maker bot going again on Hashgreen just to get some liquidity in the thing. It won't be as crazy as before, maybe. And you know, maybe it will. Maybe we'll have some events that come along every once in a while that flip the numbers and everybody has some fun, and then we go back to the normal. That seemed like a pretty, I think that was a, that, that the participation blew me away. I mean, especially you with the 50 offers and lots of other people. And there was, I think it was over 500 total transactions that, that happened. So we're going to definitely keep that going. And then, of course, Catmos Zero, we're going to have a round two of that. We still have, I think, 80 of those to give out of 100. So we've only got 20 owners right now. It's still pretty rare. And then we've got another, I won't tease too much, but I've got some really, really fun ideas that I'm working on. So I can't wait to show off some more stuff in the next week or so, hopefully.
That is so cool. That is so cool. Yeah. And like, I think that seeing you in the community, like in, and like in the spaces, I don't think there's someone really building that's as excited as you. And so it's really cool to see, you know, like what you're doing and we're really excited for kind of what's to come. So.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you for the opportunity to talk. It was great talking to you guys. I'll do it again anytime. Just let me know.
Yeah.
Hey, so really quick here, why don't you give us a couple spots that we can check to get a little bit more information about you? I also will link those down in the description below, everybody. And also, I'm going to link to Josh's GitHub. And like I've been saying, developers out there in the Chia ecosphere, people have stuff to spend. Where are they going to spend it? You write that code, they might spend it with you. As a matter of fact, they probably do spend it with you.
Yeah. Yeah. So our website, catmos.io, of course, go check that out for all of our latest stuff. Our Twitter, catmos, at catmoscoin. My personal Twitter, at Indertown. Check us out there. You'll see the on the Twitter, you'll see my GitHub. It's just under my name, Josh Painter, my GitHub account. So you can go check that out. I'll be posting other stuff there as well. So follow that if you want. And I think that's about it.
All right, everybody, make sure you hit like and subscribe on this video and follow Josh on those endpoints. Austin, he's got some exciting stuff coming up also. And we will talk to you guys next time.